Good evening. This is Sakishwani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio flags off ambulances boosting state's emergency healthcare services. Aerial survey reveals severe fire damage in Zuko Valley. Active flames threaten northern face near Mount Jaffa. Rajya Sabha MPS Pangdon Ponyak hails historic FNTA agreement in Parliament. And in cricket, Nagaland beat Meghalaya in senior women's one-day trophy plate. Now the news in detail. Nagaland's emergency healthcare services received a major boost today with the flagging off of critical healthcare facilities under a CSR initiative of the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland and Toyota Kirloskar Motor. A formal asset handing over ceremony was held today at Chumukedima, where assets worth over 10 crore rupees were distributed. This included 4 advanced life support ambulances and medical equipment for healthcare centers, as well as educational support materials for 2 government schools. Speaking at the event, Chief Minister Nipurio described health and education as top priorities for the state.
For the state of government, these 2 departments, health and education, is our top priority department, because these citizens has to be healthy, and any student or any born baby has to be educated, has to be literate, and that's how we progress.
The Chief Minister highlighted Nagaland's long-standing partnership with Japan, noting that it has consistently contributed to youth development, sports and cultural exchange, among others. Conveying gratitude to Toyota, he expressed belief that the initiative would enhance emergency response services and benefit communities, particularly in underserved areas. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Pato noted that the project covers 6 districts, namely Dimapur, Kohima, Newlyn, Chumukedima, Seminyu and Zinheboto. Mr. Pato assured that efforts would continue to expand such support to remote areas.
Nagaland still has many districts and many institutions that require support. There are areas that remain uncovered, and there are remote places where access to healthcare and education infrastructures continues to be a challenge. While we celebrate what has been achieved today, we must also look forward. We look forward to expanding coverage to all other districts as well, so that no region is left behind.
Kohima administration carried out an aerial survey yesterday to assess the ongoing forest fire in Zuko Valley and Mount Jaffa. The team was led by Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchum, along with officials from the District Disaster Management Authorities, SDRF, and representatives of the Southern Angami Youth Organization. The survey found that the southern, eastern and western ranges of Zuko Valley have largely been burnt, with only residual smoke in some areas. However, active flames continue to burn on the northern face near Mount Jaffa, posing a serious risk of spreading towards Mount Kahu and re-entering the unburnt areas of Zuko Valley. Authorities expressed particular concern over the heavily forested Kigwema slope. They said due to steep terrain and lack of motorable access, ground firefighting operations are not feasible in the critical zones. The team has recommended immediate deployment of Indian Air Force helicopters with Bambi buckets for aerial water dosing operations to prevent further escalation. The forest fire, which started in the last week of January, continues to burn. Kigwema Youth Organization informed that trekking to Mount Jaffa has been temporarily suspended until the situation is under control. Nagaland's Member of Parliament in the Rajya Sabha S. Pangdon Ponyak has expressed gratitude to the central government for the creation of the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. Speaking in the upper house on Tuesday, Ms. Ponyak highlighted that eastern Nagaland, comprising the 6 districts of Kefere, Longlen, Mong, Noklak, Twensang and Shamator, has been seeking a separate state for more than 2 decades due to historical and socio-economic backwardness of the region. She thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his vision of peace and progress and Union Home Minister Amit Shah for his leadership. Hailing the historic agreement, MP Konya called for early redressal of the developmental grievances of the region.
This historic signing of the agreement is a testament of fulfillment of grassroots aspirations, as this was a mass people's movement from the peripheries. I once again, on behalf of the people of Frontier Nagaland Territory, thank the government for this great step and urge for early redressal of long-standing economic and equitable development grievances of Eastern Nagaland.
The State Department of Art and Culture today released three books on traditional Naga heritage in Kohima. The publications include Book Studies on Naga Oral Traditions, Volume 2 by Anungla Iyer, Documentation of Indigenous Pottery Tradition of the Nagas by Dita Muller Vasa, and Contemporary Naga Painting, A Study of Cultural Narratives by Limtila Allinger and Talisungla Imsong. The books were released by Secretary, Art and Culture Department, Bodeno S. Kolo, along with Governor's Award recipients Rita Crocha and Vilalhu Nodi. Congratulating the authors, Ms. Kolo encouraged continued efforts to preserve Naga heritage for future generations. She also unveiled the interactive kiosk during the program. The digital platform will be installed at the State Museum and will allow visitors to experience the rich culture and traditions of all Naga tribes. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Confederation of All Nagaland State Services Employees Association, KENSIA, today joined the nationwide strike called by the All India State Government Employees Federation. As part of the agitation, KENSIA submitted the Federation's 8-point charter of demands to the Chief Secretary of Nagaland. Key demands include regularization of contractual employees, repeal of the national pension system, and restoration of the old pension scheme, among others. Banks in Kohima also participated, demanding repeal of the four labor courts. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the government is working for a resilient and self-reliant India by giving a push to economic growth and ensuring inclusive development. Replying to a discussion on union budget in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said the National Statistics Office projects country's GDP to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26.
National Statistical Office gave the first advanced estimate. The real GDP growth is projected at 7.4% for the year 25-26, with a nominal growth rate at around 8%, while CPI inflation has softened to nearly 2%. So this is that combination that I'm talking about of a strong growth. Price stability is really uncommon globally and reflects the strength of India's economic fundamentals.
Ms. Sitharaman stressed that this year's budget focuses on developing human capital, which will lead to creating employment opportunities. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India is at the cutting edge of technology and this progress is possible only when both the government and the private sector encourage young innovators. Addressing the Innovation, MedTech Innovation and Startup Showcase program in New Delhi, he urged MedTech startups to expand globally by leveraging India's expanding trade agreements. Speaking to the media, the minister said it is inspiring to see India's innovation and startup ecosystem growing.
इस उत्साह के साथ देश सेवा के भावना के साथ हमारे इनोवेटर्स का काम देखकर पूरा विश्वास बन जाता है कि भारत सही रास्ते पर है आने वाले वर्षों में अमृतकाल में जो हमने विकसित भारत बनाने का संकल्प 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों ने लिया है उसको सफल होते हुए देखने का प्रतीक प्रतिबिंब आज इस कार्यक्रम में मुझे सौभाग्य मिला.
And in cricket, Nagaland defeated Meghalaya by 30 runs in the Senior Women's One Day Trophy Plate Group match played at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack today. After winning the toss, Meghalaya elected to field. Nagaland were bowled out for 148 but put up a strong bowling performance to restrict Meghalaya to 118, successfully defending the total. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio flags off ambulances boosting state emergency healthcare services. aerial survey review, severe fire damage in Zuko Valley, active flames threaten Norton Phase near Mount Jaffa. Rajya Sabha MPS Pangnon Konyak hails historic FNTA agreement in Parliament. And in cricket, Nagaland beat Meghalaya in senior women's one-day trophy plate. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.